The changes to the teacher evaluation system that the state legislature and Governor Andrew Cuomo enacted received much attention in this year's budget debate. The focus is often on the role of standardized tests in teacher evaluations, but how the new reforms will change the way the classroom performance portion of the evaluation is conducted is now generating some concern as well. The in-class observation will now need to be done in two parts, first by the principal of the teacher school, but also by an independent evaluator. Tim Creamer, the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, says the principal is the teacher supervisor and has the most knowledge about his or her performance.
It almost seems like an artificial, kind of punitive way to go about evaluating. I don't get it.
The idea is to give a fresh perspective on the evaluations. Governor Cuomo and others have criticized the system that last year ranked 95% of teachers as effective or highly effective. Schools or districts are supposed to swap principals for these independent evaluations.
I don't want them going down to the school down the street and evaluating their teachers and having somebody who I've never met coming in and evaluating our teachers. It just doesn't make much sense.
But Creamer calls this new requirement an unfunded mandate. He says many districts won't be able to share the duties and would have to hire a consultant or a retired principal.